Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do mean that, too. I very much appreciate the time that you guys spend with me, whether it's on the air or you pick up the show later on or whatever it is. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And again, get involved and get engaged. Don't just kind of, you know, listen and really not do anything about it. I want you to do something about it. Okay, I want you to take in what you're hearing, make sure you're dealing with people you can trust, and you decide what you're willing to say. Don't try to take it all on. I mean, heck, if I took it all on, all the stuff I want to take on, I'd be on 6 hours a day. No, thank you very much. But seriously, find something that's close to your heart, whether it's education or general overall welfare of the city. Then get involved in the city council. Make sure you're holding their feet to the fire. Same thing with education. If you're into education, make sure that you're listening to the school board. You're going to school. You're finding out what's going on there. Because that's really where the damage is done. There's a film or documentary, short documentary, that's been released by Pacific Justice Institute. Today was the day of release. Some of you knew about it. Some of you didn't. If you head over to PJI.org, PJI.org, you can get a copy of the video. It explains to you the kind of sex education that your kids are actually getting in school and what you can do about it, about stopping, about not allowing it to happen. And you need to do that. Don't feel weird or out of place because you may have the only kid or the only one of three children in the whole class whose mommy's upset about it or mommy pulls them out. Really. So be involved, be engaged, and act. Maybe that's what I should say. I've never really said that before. Not in that light. I always say, you know, get involved, get engaged, you know, make sure you blah, 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 blah. I probably won't too fast for anybody to understand anyway. But don't just get involved, get engaged. Get involved, get engaged, and then act. Come up with a plan and act. Not a violent plan, but a plan and act. I don't know how often to say that. To drive it home. Well, I've asked Pastor Tim Thompson to join me after the break. He's the founding pastor of 412 Church in Murrieta, California. He's the president of Our Watch. And he has challenged, been involved with, and refusing to back down from Gavin Newsom. He is making life tough for this man. And you know what? He shouldn't be doing it alone. Christian brothers and sisters should be helping him out. They should be involved in this. Last week, you know, with John MacArthur, Arthur, he took on the governor big time. He's staying with it. He's pounding away his lawsuit with the state. I always love how Governor Newsom always touts how many lawsuits he's got going on with the Trump administration. I wonder how many of those lawsuits he'd have if he had to pay the money himself. It's taxpayer money. What does he care? Right? What does he really care? You know, one of the things that I noticed the other night is that Michelle Obama was talking about pretty much everything she was talking about putting out there that was terrible and nasty. If she would do a little homework, she would find out that her husband started this stuff or kept it going from his predecessor. Like the kids in the cages. Now, I'm not going to spend an hour talking about it. There's a lot more to it than there were kids in cages. But if her husband, if she thought it was so bad, her husband thought it was so bad, why didn't they stop it? Right? That's that simple. This is a hypocrisy that I always love. I think it's hilarious. It's kind of like, own it, tell it the way it is, and let us decide whether we're still willing to support you and I guess they're afraid of that. So one of the national convention, one of the panelists in the Democrat LGBTQ caucus really laid out what they had in mind. And I think some of you saw Tucker Carlson talk about this person. I'm not even going to try to suggest that I understand what they... there's a mermaid in there. Somehow this person also identifies as a mermaid, but take a listen. They allowed this person to speak at the convention. Take a listen.
Why can't folks imagine a world without the cops? Why can't folks imagine a world without prisons? Why can't people expand their imaginations to include community care, to include an abolitionist future? I'm talking about, like, for real abolition, not just watered down DNC version of abolition. We're talking about abolishing the police. We're talking about abolishing ICE. We're talking about abolishing prisons.
No, not just a watered-down version, the DNC version. Well, let me tell you why. It's not just a DNC version. You know, when you're talking about an abolitionist, everybody else seemed to know what it was like except for this person. I mean, think about it. Did you not pay attention to school? Do you have some kind of memory disorder? What is it? Because if your big beef is slavery and how bad it was, then you need to know the history behind how it ended. And I'll tell you what. Let's create a little area like they did in Portland, Seattle, where you don't have police and you don't have jails and you all just have a kumbaya come together. What do you think? And push them all in there if they want it. So we'll see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Listen in real time. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I disagree with him on.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Look, if you hate email, then don't sign up for the email. Sign up for our text alerts. That's real simple. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Okay, so before I bring my next guest on, now you guys know, you old-timers know, I've been railing about this for years. And even this year, when they started doing the shutdowns, we were going too late. I'm going, hey, let's get the churches open. Look at what these people are doing to us. They are keeping us away from each other. We are made to be together. And not just when I say that, I don't mean just like away from our workers, away from our social circles. But when you keep us away from church, you keep us away from worshiping at church and being with our quote-unquote church family, that has a major league impact on the family as a whole. And some of you who don't attend church regularly or don't have a relationship with God, you may not understand that. But I'm telling you, it's almost like it's a I'm not going to say because my crystal ball doesn't work and God hasn't written it on my wall, but it's almost like it's a concerted effort from the government to break us down so they become our sufficiency, so they become our God. We only know there was one other one in the past that tried to make that happen, and he was thrown on earth, and that didn't work out well for him either. But I love guys like this that are willing to get up. They don't really care what other people think, and they're willing to fight for what's right. Pastor Tim Thompson joins me. He's the founder and pastor of 412 Church in Murrieta and president of Our Watch. Tim, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for having me.
You know, what I want to do is I want to, because people don't know who you are, first tell them a little bit about yourself and where your church is at and why you decided to start taking this on.
Well, yeah, my name's Tim Thompson. We're out in Murrieta. It's 412 Church Murrieta, and it's just in Southern California. And, we took this on just out of necessity. You know, prior to COVID happening, I was already engaged politically, working in California to try to stop the advancement of some very, pornographic, very explicit sexual education materials being taught in the state. So I was already kind of engaged in that. And then when COVID hit, I just knew right away that it was something that was going to go south real quick, and somebody had to take a stand.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's really funny because one of the arguments that I have with people is that as Christians, we don't fight for our children. And, you know, you're talking about the sexual education for schools. And I tell people, it's not the reproductive health classes that we had in the 70s. Totally different. Now it's how to stay safe, different ways you can. And parents need to pay attention, don't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's wicked.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, now that parents are at home and working with the kids and having to teach their kids some of this stuff, some of the emails I get, and they might as well just say one word on them, like, really?
Right.
Do you never check your kids' homework? Do you never check their books? Do you never talk to your children about what they've learned at school? What happened at school today? It is amazing to me how disconnected parents are today with their kids. So, let's talk a little bit about what happened to you and what really threw you into the limelight here.
Well, I would say May 1st was probably the biggest thing because I was up in Sacramento and I was there at a freedom rally with a group called the Freedom Angels. And I had been brought up as a pastor to speak on behalf of pastors in the state. And it was very peaceful. You know, it was a good time. I keep describing it the same way. It was like a 4th of July party, only we didn't have beer and we didn't have fireworks, you know. Other than that, it was just an incredibly patriotic time, and it was really a lot of fun. And we had great interactions with the CHP all day. The CHP is California Highway Patrol. We had great interactions with them all day long. And then there was this narrative that got switched. Gavin Newsom, the governor here in California, didn't like that things were going so well, and he ended up giving the order to the California Highway Patrol to push everybody, you know, gear up and riot here, and push everybody off the Capitol steps, which is what they did. And when they did that, it became really clear, really quick, that what they wanted to do was make arrest of the people who were in charge, and of course they saw me. And I was one of the ones that was there speaking and preaching, and clearly my message was not a message that was very pro-Gavin Newsom or pro-churches being shut down. And so they reached out, grabbed me, pulled me in, and did arrest me that day.
Oh, my God. You know, people, I want you to think about something. You've seen videos on YouTube. You've seen videos on even regular news channels, right? People slapping people, hitting people, punching people, knocking them to the ground in front of police, smashing windows, burning cars in front of police. I had very few I've seen taken away in handcuffs. And yet you, I mean, now come on. Between you and me, you must have smashed up one of the police cars, right? You must have painted one of the. You painted Jesus on one of the buildings, right?
You would think I did some sort of violation like that, but no. I mean, I was just there preaching, and that was it. And immediately, I just put my hands behind my back. I said repeatedly, gentlemen, I'm not resisting, gentlemen, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not here against you. Because I wasn't there against the police. I was there to do two things: preach the gospel and preach against the draconian measures being taken against churches in California.
Yeah, and again, so you go all the way back then when it happened. I was questioning, not just pastors, but even, you know, parishioners that, hey, what's your pastor doing? What are you doing to help them reopen and what have you? And everybody kind of had the idea that, hey, look, let's just hang out a couple of weeks. Let's see what goes on. You know, the governor's trying to protect us. Let them get a handle on it. When you get to 5 or 6 weeks, there's no more getting a handle on it. It's very obvious what they were doing. You know, before I get into what's gone on in Ventura County and a few other places, one of my concerns is personally has been people are going to get comfortable being at home in their pajamas in front of the TV set and think that that's worship and gathering. I've even had some of my Christian friends say, well, Jesus never said you had to gather in personal, you know, together. And I go, no, this is the detachment. This is cold. I can watch anybody on TV. Why do I get up and go to church? Because I love being with my family. There's a need to touch and talk and be with each other, correct?
Now, without a doubt, you know, it's very clear. Number one, we're told when we greet each other in the church setting to greet each other with a holy kiss. I keep threatening we're going to start doing that at the church. But the idea there is we're reaching out, we're touching one another. There's human contact that's necessary. Hebrews chapter 10 tells us not to neglect the assembling of ourselves together. Mm-hmm. That word together is episunagoge. It literally means together, one place. And there's so much that happens when we gather together. We have a corporate prayer, corporate worship. But one of the things that takes place is...
Hey, you're gonna have to hold that thought because sure. I am a capitalist. We're going to go make some money. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. Pastor Tim Thompson will be with me on the other side of the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Spurred by ultra-low mortgage rates, house buyers rushed last month to snap up a limited supply of existing homes, causing the pace of purchases to jump by a record high of 24.7%. The surge in sales reported by the National Association of Realtors marked the second straight month of accelerating home purchases. The back-to-back increases have helped stabilize the home buying market, which all but froze earlier this spring when the viral pandemic erupted across the United States. The use of National Guard reconnaissance planes in four U.S. cities to monitor the widespread protest earlier this year did not violate rules against the military collecting intelligence on Americans, according to a Pentagon report. The investigation by the Air Force Inspector General found the planes were used to gather information about crowd size, flows, and fires, but they did not monitor individuals. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she
We are back. When music was music. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being part of the conversation. You know, at least if you listen to what's going on, be part of the conversation. There's several chat rooms going on. I don't know where they all are, but there is one up on the website. You know, people conversing, asking questions, and getting informed. And that's really what it starts with. You got to get informed. Do not spew the last tweet you saw go by on your phone. Don't be one of those people. Get informed, get engaged, and then let people know what you feel, how you feel. If they ask, don't shove it down their throat. But anyhow, you know, I've been screaming about pastors and churches getting involved in not so much politics, but government like we're supposed to be. You know, because I know people hate that word politics, although you can't get away from it. But you're involved in politics. If you've got kids in a school, you're involved in politics. Because those politicians, they're making laws, and especially here in California, we don't have the same power. Our education boards don't have the same power that they have in some other states. There's an edict that comes out from the state, a state education board, then they have to roll it out. When they roll that out and you don't like what they did, you pound on the local education board. That's no good. You have to take care of it at the state level, which means you have to get involved in politics if you want to take care of those little children that God gave you. So Pastor Tim Thompson joins me. He's the founding pastor of 412 Church in Murrieta, California, and the president of Our Watch. Tim, pleasure to have you with me today.
Yeah, it's great being on. Thank you.
You know, you were talking about it earlier, and I know some people get uncomfortable with it, but the bottom line with it is you have got to get out from behind the pulpit. Like I tell people, get out from behind the Facebook keyboard. You get out from behind the pulpit, and you show by example, and you show based on what the Word tells you to do, that you have to get out there and challenge people. You have to get out there, and like you did, you know, you have to pray over our state house. You have to pray over our elected officials, whether you like them or not. I was not a big fan of Barack Obama, but I prayed for that man every morning that he would make the right decision, that he would bring the right people around him to make our lives better, if you would. And more pastors, I think, or it appears, are stepping up to not just preach the gospel, which they are doing, but making sure that we have a more God, like we're supposed to have, a more godly society. Are you seeing hearts change from behind the pulpit?
I'm starting to see that. Yeah, we're looking at what's happening across our nation, and there's definitely a shaking going on with the church, and I think it's, you know, in my opinion, overdue, but God's timing is perfect. But for a long time, we've had pastors just go, look, I don't get involved in politics. I just preach the gospel. That's it. And the problem with that is we look at what's going on all around our politics right now. They have politicized biblical moral issues. They politicized marriage. They politicized sexuality. They politicized gender. They politicized race. They politicized borders. They politicized everything. And everything I just mentioned is mentioned in the Bible. God has a plan for those things. He set them up how he wants them. And when we look at what's going on with the government, they politicize those issues. So for a pastor to say, well, I don't get involved in that, I just preach the gospel, well, they just took themselves out of the public square. They took their voice out of the public square. And let's face it, pastors are leaders, we're influencers, and we've got our congregations, and we're going to stand before God one day, and what are we supposed to tell God? Look, God, they politicized those issues, so I didn't talk about those from the pulpit. God's going to go, well, you really didn't do what I have asked you to do. You're supposed to take my word and impart to the people what I have to say about all these very important issues of their life. And so pastors need to engage, and I'm seeing many of them start to wake up.
God, you know, well, bless God for that, because I got to tell you something. I did that unplanned. We did a big unplanned event in my area. Had a couple of churches get involved with it, and they rented out a couple of the theaters. And what I thought was really interesting, and again, I don't get to see the congregation like you guys do, and in the way you get to see it. When I heard congregants coming up asking pastors why they were politicizing abortion, I was floored. And, you know, and there's a reason why God has these, has guys like you as pastor, because I would have slapped somebody at that point. That's why he didn't make me the pastor. Like, are you serious? When did defending life become politicized? What have they done to us? They brainwashed us into believing that these things, whether it's same-sex marriage or abortion or any of these things, are no longer a God thing. Now they're a political thing. What happened?
Yeah, well, what happened is sin crept into the church, and pastors not wanting to offend anybody because they want the numbers. You know, they want people to stay at the church. So I don't want to say anything offensive and like telling them that the consequence of their sin is death, which is eternal separation from God. Instead of telling them the truth, they, in an effort to not want to offend anybody, because that's the culture we're living in, nobody wants to offend anyone, they don't do it. They don't share the truth. They just hold back and try to keep the person there. But what they fail to realize, number one, is faithful are the wounds of a friend. That's what the Word of God tells us. If you really love somebody, you're going to tell them the harsh truth just because you love them enough to tell them. Another thing is when you hold back, you're making people think they're okay in their sin and that they can continue in it. And, you know, the third thing is, you know, the Bible is filled with things that offend us. In fact, the Bible itself says it is an offense to people who are perishing. So the very nature of God's word is it's offensive because it tells us that we're wicked. It tells us that we are in need of a savior. It tells us that we fall short, very short. And the only way to overcome that is by accepting Jesus Christ. It's that simple. And pastors really need to step up and start sharing that old, hard reality with everyone.
You know, it's funny you say that, right? I say it's offensive because it's telling you what to do. And people do it, especially today. You can't tell me what to do. You're not the boss of me. But that's another reason it's offensive. No, I'm sorry, John. You can't have two other women besides your wife. Doesn't work that way. So we see more and more of this happening in today's environment. And again, I see, and again, I'm, with all due respect, I've not been to your church, but I heard you speak at an event. And I think that you're right, that many pastors are staying away from what they perceive to be social issues. When it comes to adultery, when it comes to, you know, sexual immorality and abortion and same-sex marriage and all these things, they're not touching on them. I actually had one pastor say the reason he doesn't deal with same-sex marriage is we've already lost that battle. And I'm thinking, why? Did your God die? I don't understand. I'm not well educated, so did your God die? I don't know. You know? And you don't seem to have that attitude. And another pastor out of Ventura County, so people don't think it's like in one place. Rob McCord from God Speaks Calvary Chapel out there, he's also being persecuted right now. Now, it's funny because Franklin Graham back in 2017 talked about getting ready for the persecution of the church. And we did nothing. I mean, very handful. I shouldn't say nobody did anything, but you and some others may have done something. But as a whole, the Christian church has done nothing to understand. We may not be going through the persecution that they go through overseas, but it starts small. And look what's happening now. But, again, it's amazing. Tell us a little bit about what Rob McCord's going through now.
Yeah, so Pastor Rob McCoy, out in Ventura County, again in Southern California, he is he's really getting the brunt of this. And, you know, he used to be on the city council when COVID first started, and he's since stepped down and has been tending to his flock. But he's seeing that this is an attack on the church, which it is. He's seeing the attack, and then he's also seeing that the church needs to stand against it. And he was given orders by the county supervisors that he needs to shut down. And his first response was, am I the only pastor that you're coming to? And their response was yes. So this was definitely singling him out. And they actually sought to bring legal ramifications, which they found a judge. The county supervisor voted 3-2 to bring these legal ramifications to him and his church. And the judge issued a restraining order on him and 1 to 1,000 of his congregants. So they got the restraining order against them. And the first thing Pastor Rob McCoy did was said, I know that this is the order, but I'll tell you what, nothing's going to stop me from holding church services. And this is America. This is an attack not only on the church and a persecution of the church, but it's an attack on our rights that we have, that have been given to us by God and ensured by a constitution. And these people that are in office have raised their hands and said that they will defend the constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and yet it seems as though they've been part of that domestic attack on our Constitution. So he remained open, and the second he remained open, they brought forth a charge against him of being in contempt of court.
Yeah, and this is going to take a fight. This is going to be a fight that, obviously, we're not in it alone. God is all over this. Let's talk more about what we need to do when we come back from the break and admonish people, Christians, to stick up for their pastor, stick up for their church, stick up for their God. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more.
ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
In 6 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. If you want to know about stations and times, head over to the website. You can find it all there. You can actually watch live, listen live. You can take the poll, read the stories. There's a lot happening at the website, but I don't want to waste a whole bunch of time on that. You guys already know about that. Real simple stuff. I've got Pastor Tim Thompson joining me. He's the founding pastor of 412 Church in Murrieta, California, and the president of Our Watch. Pastor Tim, thanks for being with me today. I really appreciate it.
Love being on the show. Thank you.
You know, again, we were talking to people about what's going on here in the state of California, and it's going on in other states too, people. It's just that, you know, here it just seems to be more widespread. We talk about it more. But Pastor, you know, Rob McCoy from God Speaks Calvary Chapel, he's been up against it to the point where, you know, they really truly are trying to shut him down for all intents and purposes. But something happened today. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so they did bring a charge of being in contempt of court against him, and he went to the court today with his attorney, Bob Tyler, from Advocates for Faith and Freedom. And I got to say, Bob Tyler did an amazing job. And one of the things I thought that was incredible about the hearing today was there were four people who had come out to the church, and they work for the county board. They do the code enforcement. They're code enforcement officers, and they actually had come out to the church, two on one weekend and two on another weekend, to surveil the church, to surveil the churchgoers. And they had brought back to the court some reports of what they saw, and it was, you know, it's what you would expect. They said there are people who are not socially distancing. They weren't wearing masks. They were clearly not members of the same household, and yet they were close to one another and hugging each other and shaking hands. And, you know, they were given this report of all of these people breaking the rules. They weren't adhering to this health mandate. And it was funny because they brought Bob Tyler had all four of these people come up to the witness stand, and he asked them about what it was they were there for, and of course they agreed they were there to find violations of the health order. And then he showed them pictures of themselves at this church. No masks, sitting in cars together. You know, they weren't even adhering to the rules, and yet they're giving reports to the court in an effort to shut the church down, find a pastor in contempt of court, and yet here these guys are, and they're not adhering to the rules. In fact, one of the people actually, under oath, said, when I got out of the vehicle, I was wearing my mask, and he showed him a picture. He said, "Who is this in the picture?" He goes, "That would be me." And he goes, "Are you wearing a mask?" "No, I'm not." So they're admitting, you know, he admitted to lying right there. But, you know, even with that, you know, the idea that Bob was trying to get, to come to the surface was, if you're, part of the government, it's okay. You don't have to adhere to the rules if you're in the government. But if you're in a church, then, you know, we're going to surveil you and find you in contempt of court. This is draconian measures that they're taking. This is tyranny in the state of California, and it has to stop, and it's going to take men like Pastor Rob McCoy to do it.
I love this because I wanted to interrupt you, but I wanted to let you go too. But it is, they were in the parking lot. They weren't practicing social distance. They weren't wearing masks. I'm going, are you talking about the riot in Seattle, or are you talking about the Church of Ventura County, right? I mean, that's what it sounded like you were describing. Apparently it's okay there. But I don't want to be one of those guys that's just pounding away at what's wrong, right? So encourage our Christian brothers and sisters to get off their butts, get off their knees, and make a difference. And, you know, we got November's just around the corner. We don't have to get political, but the bottom line is this. Your ballot book, and you can tell me if you disagree with any of this, your ballot book is your Bible. It's not that piece of paper they send you from the county. Let's start off right there. I don't care what party you belong to, but if you cast a vote for somebody who believes in abortion, I mean, I got a problem with that. How do you line that up with God's word? You should be voting for people that most line up with the word of God, not with what you kind of feely thinky that somebody should be in politics. So you can get involved, you can get engaged, and you can make a difference. Go ahead and encourage them.
Yeah, well, you know, the main thing right now is a lot of people are afraid to step out and violate in order by opening up the church or being at a church that's open. And I would say this, you know, a lot of people are coming at me with the Romans 13 thing. We're supposed to support the government. And I would just say, read your Bible and know that the Bible has countless stories of men and women who have gone against the rules in whatever government structure they were in at the time. You have Esther, who violated the Persian law. You've got Daniel and his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They violated the Babylonian laws over and over again. Peter.
Well, listen, I got to interrupt you. What did David do with prayer? What was that whole thing with Daniel, not David? Right? Remember the whole prayer thing? Don't go pray? What are you, like an obstinate little 14-year-old? When his room open the windows, comes, "Hey, boys, over here."
Right. Yeah. Let me just open it up three times. Not once, but three times that day. "Hey, everybody, check this out. You don't want me praying? I'm going to do it anyways. Come and take a look." You know? That's what we need right now. We need men and women who are more afraid of God than they are afraid of the government. And we know that you have to balance this out. We have to know that when we are given rules that we are to violate the word of God, then we don't honor those rules. So my encouragement is, read the Bible, know what God expects of us. He expects us to fear him first, and he expects us to stand for righteousness in whatever country we're in. And patriotism is nothing bad. Patriotism is a love for one's country and the people that are in it and wanting the best for those people. And I always say that Christians should be the most patriotic people in whatever nation God plants them in.
Listen, I agree with you. I'll throw a couple of quick ones at you, and since you're the pastor, you can go, "No, that's wrong." But I always, the scriptures I throw around, like Proverbs 29:2, it says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked are in rule, then the people mourn. I mean, think about that. When you're allowed to practice what you believe, when you're allowed to praise God, worship God, the people are happy. You can do other stuff. You can tax the crud out of them, and they still seem to be happy because they get to worship their God, right? And, and then let's talk about Exodus 18:21, where it says, "Moreover, you shall select from all the people able men such as fear or love God, men of truth, men that hate covetousness, and place them to be rulers over thousands, hundreds, rules over fifties, and rules over tens." We're supposed to go out and look for godly men and women to rule over, us. God gave us that ability. And what do? We look at some of the governors. Look at the people that are ruling these states, which tells me that Christians are not getting off the couch, they're not getting off their knees, and they're not truly finding people that love God, that fear God, that will do do what God tells them to do. It's amazing. It's just amazing. Am I right. Okay with this?
And, you know, and the thing is, I don't want to put all of the pressure on the people. Let's take a look at the pastors. The pastors need to step it up.
Yep.
The pastors need to make sure they educate their people what the Bible has to say about these issues, so that way the people know how to vote correctly. You look back at the history of America, and you go back to the East Coast, you can see there is where we look at all of the roads. The roads lead out like a spoke on a wheel. And the whole point was all these roads led to this center place. What was that center place? It was the church. Mm-hmm. The church was the public square. It was the place you went to get information. Because there was the pastor, and he would guide people as to what God's word says about the cultural issues of their time. The problem is the pastors aren't that voice anymore, and they need to step up and be that voice, guide the people, lead the people, because that's what God has called them to do.
Yeah, the church, people don't realize that the churches were the gathering centers in many of these small towns and places like that, and they don't get it. And, gee, they must have broke the law back then quietly, because the papers weren't printing it fast enough, because they opened a lot of those up in prayer. So... I'm surprised the founding fathers didn't drag those guys out of those community centers and tell them, no, we're not going to have any of that. But no, really, it's just amazing, and we do. I hear what you're saying about the pastors. I part of my take is, people, you got to go read your own Bible. You got to ask God for guidance. You got to read your Bible, and you can throw something at me later. The guy behind the pulpit is not infallible. All right? Must love God. Right. I mean, and I tell people that all the time. God will lead you to the right place. Don't you go choose your church. Let God choose a church for you. God will lead you to the right place. That person probably loves God, will do his best to make sure he doesn't send you in the wrong direction. But you've got to open your own Bible. You've got to read it. You've got to study. And that way you'll know. You'll know when something's off. You'll know when you're called to do something. So again, how do people find out more about you? I know you have a show. How do people get your podcast?
They can go to rwatchnow.com and check it out. And we're also on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Twitter.
All right, and I'll put up some of your links up on our website so people can find you and get more involved. You know, and again, to everybody, but mostly to my Christian brothers and sisters, get off your knees. Not forever, but you know what I'm talking about. Get off your knees. Ask God what direction he wants you to go into, whatever he's put on your heart. Head in that direction and make a difference. And you grandparents, you aunts, you uncles, you know, go to the school boards. Go to the meetings. You don't have to have kids in the actual school to keep them from pushing some of these, sex education classes and some of the stuff that is not true, it's not real, and it's not right. You need to be a voice for those kids if you truly care and love them. Anyway, Pastor Tim, thanks so much for being with me tonight. Listen, people, next hour, we're going to have a ball because it's going to be a smorgasbord of crazy stories that have been going on all day long. We're going to talk a little bit about Joey B. And if he really understands, he's not running for Senate anymore. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.